Welcome to the Healing Trauma Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Monique Coven. I'm the host. I'm a certified trauma recovery coach. I've worked for over 25 years as a social worker, and I'm a survivor. The Trauma Healing Podcast is for those who are healing trauma and finding ways to navigate through this messy, uncomfortable, and challenging recovery process. The intent of the podcast is to provide helpful information to validate, inspire you, support you on your healing recovery journey. You're going to hear stories from other survivors, trauma experts, and trauma therapists in the field that will provide information on effective trauma healing modalities, tools, techniques, skills, all in hopes of helping you heal. If you'd like to find out more information on trauma recovery healing, please go to my website at www.cptsdcoach.com. I also have an Instagram and Facebook page at cptsdcoach. Part of the goal in this podcast is to create some understanding around some of the experiences that we are having as survivors and really showing you how much it actually makes sense. And so I was thinking about when we find ourselves wanting to do something or step towards something and finding ourselves really stuck. What reminded me of this was I posted something a while ago where it was a picture of, it was cute. It was a little duck, and the duck was like, I don't remember what the duck said, but it was something like, I have so much to do today. And it's standing by, you could see it standing by the window and you can see it's morning. And then there's another picture of the duck and its eyes are wide open and I guess it's afternoon. And then another picture where it's starting to get dark and his eyes are still wide open. So he's basically just stuck. And then in the last one, I don't remember, but I think it says something like, well, I gave it my best shot. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's really an experience that many of us go through. And I know I went through that in so many different areas. And when we don't understand that stuckness, we can label it. We can label it to ourselves, and then other people might label it as well without understanding what might be going on. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. So I didn't plan this. I'm just chatting. But I see that often when there is something we want to do, whether it's something small like organizing a closet or taking care of some tasks on our to-do list or making that phone call or something bigger like starting a YouTube channel and sharing some information that you really feel like you know a lot about. And then when you step towards doing it, you feel stuck. I often describe that stuckness as it feels almost like cement has just landed all over you because you literally feel like you can't move. So you might be sitting in front of your recorder getting ready to record on YouTube and just see yourself not doing anything, not pressing record. So let's talk about what might be happening. Because when we don't understand that, we can think that we're just lazy, unmotivated, terrified, fearful of doing that because we're incapable, not smart, wanting to self-sabotage. I mean, all those things. So our mind might be saying, go do that YouTube channel. Go present to the world this knowledge that you can share because you know it. And maybe you've shared it even with some friends and they're like, you really need to have a YouTube channel because you've got so much information that could be really helpful to people. And you agree, you get ready, you're all set, but you find yourself unable to do that. And so from a nervous system perspective, that would make sense if in your childhood experience, showing up, using your voice, speaking up was dangerous. If you were not allowed to use your voice, if you were called stupid, or you were just not allowed to share or speak, if any of those things happened, your nervous system would record that as being a threat. And as we know, we have these protective, we have a self-protective nervous system that's job is to keep us safe at all times. And so we know that when trauma is not fully healed, the past or past experiences often get superimposed on the present. And so the nervous system will see those threats that resemble in some way things that were dangerous in the past in the present. And so this is where the stuckness comes from. And so you might find yourself frozen, stuck, and that is actually a nervous system state of self-protection. It's the state of freeze. And what happens when we're in that state is that we do have a lot of energy going on inside. We feel like, I got to do this. Why can't I do this? So that's energy that's there. But we're not able to actually move out of it and do what we want to do. So it's actually a freeze state, which worked really, really well for us when we were younger, which really did help us survive things that were really, really to our system very dangerous. And the way that the nervous system decides if something is potentially a threat to us is that it uses our past experience to determine if something is safe today. I didn't know that in the past, but now we know that. And doesn't that make sense? So you can take that really to mean or anything that our system would see as a potential threat. It would and could go into a state of protection. So that's for something big, and that would make a lot of sense. And so when we understand that, we can work with it. And it's not that we're never going to do the YouTube channel, but it's that we don't want to overwhelm our nervous system and just jump into it as many people would suggest when they don't understand what's happening. Just do it. Just do it. Our nervous systems really need what Peter Levine labels titration, which really means just a little dip in it, and then we come out of it. And then a little more of a dip, and then we come out of it. Because too much of something can create too much activation for our system, and we will just shut down. But if we have some parameters around it, some boundaries, some start and finish, our nervous systems will feel a sense of choice, more safety, because there's some choice created around it. So we really have to work with our nervous system instead of against it. So I have found that for trauma survivors, we often go into freeze in many areas because many things can show up in our day-to-day experience that can remind our systems of something in the past that was a threat. We have nervous systems that are designed to protect us, to look out for potential threats, and to keep us safe. So it's always working on our behalf. And this is why it's so important when we talk about healing trauma that we can't just deal with our thoughts. We know that. If I just told myself, do that YouTube channel, just do it. You're safe. You're capable. You know, I affirm myself. It might help a bit, but I doubt that it would really help me implement the kind of change that I want. So we have to really work with the body. We have to begin to create experiences of safety and have that become a new experience that gets recorded in our body, in our nervous system, and build and build and build and build the capacity to be in safety. So this is a really small episode today, but I think that there's a lot of truth and meaning in this because of how much it influences our life. I used to see that in the area of anything that would remind my system of overwhelm. So too much on my to-do list, anything that would create that sense of it's too much can also be a threat of danger. So I want to just encourage you that, first of all, you're not self-sabotaging. You are not doing this on purpose. It's not that you don't have gifts to share. It's not that you're not smart. It's that you may be in self-protection. And we can work with that. We can find ways to regulate our nervous system, to help us begin to feel safe, to build the capacity to be in what we call our ventral vagal state of safety and connection, where we're in the here and now, where we feel safe, where we feel present, something that is often really, really, really challenging for trauma survivors who have had to go into a state of disconnection in order to escape and be safe. Thanks for listening today. Wishing you a great day. And if you'd like to find out more about my trauma recovery coaching offers, you can visit my website at www.thehealingtraumapodcast.com.